AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol by backers of then-President Donald Trump held its second hearing today. Former Attorney General William Barr, in his taped testimony, says Trump, after being told he lost, started considering various voter fraud conspiracies.
There was an avalanche of all these allegations of fraud that built up over a number of days, and it was like playing whack-a-mole because something would come out one day, and then the next day it would be another issue.
Attorney General Merrick Garland won't comment on the committee's work.
This is what protects the civil liberties of people who have not been charged. We don't impugn people until we actually charge them. You know, this is part of the rule of law in America.
The attorney general did announce the arrest of a Dallas man who bought and sold nearly 100 guns, 75 from a single dealer who has since lost its federal gun license. Chad Meacham is a U.S. attorney for Northern Texas.
One was recovered following a homicide near Fort Worth, Texas, just 55 days after purchase. Another was used during an assault near Dallas, only 78 days after purchase. Yet a third was left loaded in a vehicle with a young child just 42 days after purchase.
Other guns bought in Texas were found in Baltimore, Maryland, and Canada. Senate negotiators have reached a deal on modest gun measures, including taking steps to encourage states to pass red flag laws. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Yesterday's agreement does not have everything Democrats wanted, but it nevertheless represents the most significant reform to gun safety laws that we have seen in decades.
Schumer has pledged quick action on gun safety reform legislation following Sunday's announcement of a framework on a bipartisan response to last month's mass shootings. Bears are in charge on Wall Street. S&P fell more than 3% today, adding to the cumulative 20% loss since the last record high in January. This is AP News. President Biden signs a bill setting up a commission to study establishing a national museum on the history of Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in the United States.
Today I'm honored to sign in law something that's long overdue. And the National Museum of Asian and Pacific American History and Culture here in Washington, D.C. You can clap for that because it's very good.
The commission will study how to make such a museum a reality in Washington, including if it should be part of the Smithsonian Institution. SpaceX clears a key hurdle for its plan to launch a gigantic rocket ship into orbit from Texas. Federal Aviation Administration concluding an environmental review of Elon Musk's Starship base. It's requiring more than 75 actions to reduce impacts to the region. The FAA says that's no guarantee to a launch license will be issued, since other factors still must be met. NASA wants to use the nearly 400-foot-tall rocket for ships to the moon and Mars. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.